I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to another silsila of reality of Shaitan. So before we talk about our topic today regarding following Shaitan, let's listen to a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly Allah has appointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voices of every creation. Hence he presents me the name of the one who would recite salat upon me until the day of judgment, along with his father's name, and says, so and so, the son of so and so, has recited salat upon you this time. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, how fortunate is that person who recites peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that his name is presented in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, if you want our name to be presented in the court of some great personality, how happy will you feel that when our name is presented in that court, in the court of a king, a court of someone big, we will feel that this person, my name is mentioned in his court. But if our name was to be mentioned in the court of the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how great of a blessing this would be. And not just that, not just our name, but then our father's name will also be presented in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. The one who recites peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ, his name along with his father's name is presented in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite durood upon the Prophet ﷺ, thinking that our name is going to be presented in that great court, in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. Also, another thing which we learn from this is the ability of hearing of the angel that is present at the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, that he is able to hear the entire creation reciting durood upon the Prophet ﷺ. That, you know, someone can be reciting durood one part of the world, someone can be reciting durood in another part of the world, and it could be that them, the people who are reciting, or it could be one big gathering, people are reciting durood upon the Prophet ﷺ at that one same time, yet this angel is able to hear then who this person is. And he knows this person and he knows the father of this person. This is the ability of this one angel who is present at the blessed grave of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. This is his strength of hearing and the ability of hearing of this one angel. And not just that, he also has the knowledge of ilm-e ghaib, that the knowledge of the unseen. He knows that who this person's father is. Today, if the father has left the world, the child is unaware that who his father is. But this one angel, he is aware that this child father is, he also knows his father, the name of the father of that child. This is the ability of one angel, that he is a servant in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. His hearing ability, his knowledge of unseen is this. Then imagine what will be the status and the maqam of the beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. What will be the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will be the ability of hearing of the other Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will be the ability of the knowledge of the ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, today in our silsila reality of Shaitan, we're going to be talking about, are we following Shaitan? And it's a question that each and every one of us can ask ourselves, that are we following Shaitan? How you can picture this in the sense that if you put in front of you all the characters, all the things which are good, and then you put in front of you all the things which are bad, and obviously most of the good and the bad are common sense. We know what is good, we know what is bad. Those people who involve in bad, who involve in sin, they know that that action is bad, they are doing it. In the same way, we all know which are the actions which are good. And that's why we try to be good in front of people by doing them actions in front of people, showing that we are good. And with our bad actions, what do? We hide them actions, making sure that no one is aware of them actions. Why? Because them actions are bad. So when we put these things in front of us, the good things on one side, the bad things on the other side, and then we can ask ourselves, how many good actions are we doing today? How, just on our daily basis, or just what we have done today, how many good actions have we done from this category of good? And then if you ask yourself, how many of these bad actions have we done today? You will realize that, are we following shaitan or are we following the footsteps of the pious people of Allah? Are we doing them actions which are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we doing them actions which are pleasing shaitan? You will learn from this. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, so today our topic is, are we following shaitan? You will know that if we are doing good and we are following the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are following the examples of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we are on the good path. We are on the righteous path. But if we are doing bad actions, and we are them actions, them obviously those are actions which are pleasing shaitan, then we are obviously following shaitan. How do we know that we are following shaitan? Let's look in some of the categories of the things which shaitan did. For example, when Iblis, shaitan, he became the accursed, what were his actions? Because those are the first few actions which we need to ponder over. His first mistake was he denied prostration to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, which was an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, keep in mind, this sajda in the court of Adam alayhi salam, this was sajda ta'zim, a sajda of respect. And in the previous nation, this sajda was allowed. And in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sajda ta'zim is not allowed. This is haram. Sajda ibadat is kufr, it's disbelief. Whereas sajda ta'zim, sajda in respect, is haram for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when shaitan was ordered to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, what did he do? He refused. Now who was ordering shaitan? This was an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's just ask ourselves, how many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do? Are we doing them or are we not doing them? Then we will know that we are actually following shaitan. Inshallah as well, we will talk more upon this, that these actions which shaitan did not do and we should be doing them, this is putting us in the situation that we are following shaitan. So the first action, shaitan, he refused to act upon the order, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other actions like, what was the mind of shaitan? He was jealous. Jealousy took part. If we've got jealousy in us, then we are following shaitan. Then also pride. He thought himself to be better. If we got pride, then we are following shaitan. Arrogance. Shaitan was arrogant for not prostrating, thinking himself better. If we got arrogance, then we are following shaitan. Shaitan, further on, he went to lie to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, falling into this sin of lying. And if we are lying, then we are following shaitan. Then like this, after these were the things which shaitan did, then the things which shaitan whispered into the hearts of people, making them do wrong. So many actions like this, and you will find them in the Holy Quran, you will find them in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nations which were destroyed because of these actions. The first crime which was committed on the earth by Qabil, murdering his brother Habil, this was also the doing of shaitan. So those people who are involved in murder, they're actually part of following shaitan. Why? Because shaitan set this up. So these things, we gotta look at, if we are involved in these things, then we are definitely following shaitan. And if we are away from these actions, if we are protected from these actions, then we are following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at some of the other things shaitan, Iblis may do, he put great fitnas in different nations. He made them disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made them prostrate to idols. He made them worship idols. He made them worship fire. He made them disobey the orders of the prophets alayhimu salam. Those he made them deny the beliefs in the prophets alayhi wasalam, the commandments of the prophets alayhi wasalam, the books which the prophets alayhi wasalam bought, he made them reject them, and these nations were destroyed because of this. These were those people who started to follow shaitan, and they went to such a degree that punishment came upon them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, like this shaitan, he misguided many nations. And upon the first of all, it's important for us to know the things which shaitan made these nations do, and what is the result of following shaitan. These nations, these people, when they followed shaitan, what happened to them? They were destroyed. Nations upon nations were destroyed. And you will find these stories of these nations being destroyed in the holy book, in the holy Quran. Talks about these nations. Talks about the nation of Ad, the nation of Samud, the nation of Lut. These nations, what were their crimes? They followed shaitan and they were destroyed. For an example, the nation of Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered them not to, this nation was near the ocean, near the sea. And they had a lot of blessings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them not to fish on the Saturday. So what happened? These people falling into the traps of shaitan, because on the Saturday there would be a lot of fish gathered. They would build drains from the ocean, from the sea, and they would trap the fish into these drains. And then they would capture the fish on the next day. Because of this action of theirs, Sayyidina Dawud ala Nabina wa salatu wasalam, he cursed them. Why? Because they mocked with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were trying to be clever and sharp, thinking that we could get away with it by doing this in this way. Because these were the tricks of shaitan. What happened to them? 12,000 people were turned into monkeys. Why? But not following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was one nation, the nation of Samud. Earthquake struck them, and this earthquake destroyed them. This earthquake destroyed them. Why? Because when the she-camel of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam was bought, these people, they cut off the feet of the she-camel. This was the signs of Allah to them. Yet these people refused to accept the signs of Allah. They cut off the she-camel's feet. And the azab, the punishment came to these people. Earthquake struck them. And this nation was turned upside down and destroyed. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, like this, the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, these people, they were involved in such shameful actions. They followed shaitan. They followed the way of shaitan. What happened to these people? These people were also destroyed. This is the punishment which came to these people who started to follow shaitan. My dear Islam brothers, the Quran talks about these waqiyas. This should be a lesson for us, that we should avoid following shaitan. We should be away from following any acts of shaitan. Because why? These acts of following shaitan will lead to destruction. And these previous nations were signs for us, that how these people were destroyed because they followed shaitan. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, we need to keep ourselves protected away from these things. Follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Instead of following the curse, the devil, Iblis. My dear Islam brothers, one of the biggest things that today we as believers disobey Allah Azza wa Jal in our time today, my dear Islam brothers, is the following of the command of Allah Azza wa Jal of a salah. And we follow shaitan in this way. Today, only a few people consider namaz, salah to be a command of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why you find our masajid are empty. The houses of Allah Azza wa Jal are empty. And people are involved in missing their prayers, leaving their prayers. People are following the shaitan and the tricks of shaitan, because shaitan, He did not prostrate once, and today he's tried to misguide the people in not prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of my channel, just realize when we are not praying, who are we following? We are following shaitan. We are following the footsteps of shaitan. Why? Iblis, the accursed, he did not prostrate. And today he wants us not to prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. One of the punishments of not praying is that there is a valley in hell which is called Ghayya. And in this valley, there is a well. And this well is called Hubhub. Now, when the fire of hell eases off from this well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lights up hell from this well, the people will be thrown into the well of Hubhub, this great, where the system of heating starts in hell. The people who will be thrown in this well of Hubhub will be those people who miss their prayers, those people who commit adultery, those people who drink alcohol, those people who take interest, those people who bring pain to their mother or the father. These are the people who are going to be thrown into this well, in the well of Hubhub. My dear Spirit Mother, this severe punishment, the place where hell is lit up from, a place where hell is heated from, a person who does not prostrate in the court of Allah, that will be his punishment. Keep less prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Less follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save ourselves from this severe punishment of hell. Also, my dear Islam brothers, some of the other crimes which are mentioned in this, that a one who disobeys his parents, the one who drinks alcohol, these are all things which we the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan is causing us to do these actions. He's causing us to drink alcohol. He's causing us to disobey our parents. He's causing us to take interest. He's causing us to involve in adultery and follow his footsteps. And the destruction is to be thrown in hell in the well of Hubhub. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we need to keep ourselves safe and protected from this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind, salah, namaz is that pillar of Islam. The first question will be asked about will be our salah. And this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we need to be following. And whose path are we following? If we are not praying, indeed we are following the path of shaitan. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni, also on the day of judgment, one person will be brought and he'll be ordered to go to hell. And the reason for him to be ordered to go to hell will be, the first reason will be that he would delay his namaz, he would delay his prayer. And the second reason was he would swear upon the name of Allah falsely. So my dear Islam brothers, namaz is that beautiful thing, action which we need to follow. We need to act upon the command of Allah to able to save ourselves from the punishment of hell. People, they let the time of salah go till they be rushing to prayer, and they might not even perform their wudu in the right way, and they've gone and stand in the masala, the time is gone. Oh, they say, I'm going to pray 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, an hour later, I'll pray later, and that time of salah is gone. This is the tricks of shaitan. This is what shaitan wants us to do. He wants us to be lazy. It's like when someone is sleeping in his bed for the time of Fajr, he says, I'll get up. He opens his eyes, he turns off the alarm for a moment. The second alarm kicks in. He opens his eyes and he knocks that off, thinking they'll wake up in after a bit. Like this, the time of Fajr has gone. The sun has risen. Namaz-e-Fajr becomes Qaza. My dear Islam brother, these are the tricks of shaitan. This is how shaitan is making us lazy in our prayers. And this is something which we need to be avoiding. Straight away, we need to get into the habit of getting out of our beds to perform our namaz. Straight away to start performing our namaz on time, my dear Islam brothers. These are the actions which we need to be doing. Being firm in performing our namaz on time. Then inshallah, we will be able to follow the command of Allah and avoiding being like shaitan, or saving ourselves from being like shaitan and following shaitan. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many other actions which we know that if we are doing them actions, we are actually following shaitan. We are actually being like shaitan. For example, actions of lying, actions of backbiting, action of slander, actions of hurting people's feelings. Then looking at haram, there's also actions which we are doing on a daily basis, committing many sins of the ears, the eyes, the hands, disobeying the parents, all these actions, my dear Slime brothers and viewers of Madni channel, these are the actions of shaitan. These are the actions which we need to keep ourselves safe and protected by. So my dear Slime brothers, we should, each and every sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has blessing, reciting Bismillah. For example, eating with the right hand. Why? Because the using the left hand is the way of shaitan. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated, the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, no one should eat or drink with the left hand, as eating and drinking with the left hand is the practice of shaitan. So my dear Islam brothers, we should avoid these practices and follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated, the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whenever anyone eats, he should eat with the right hand. And whenever anyone drinks, he should drink with the right hand. This is the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. Little things like this, my dear Islam brothers, when we will start to adopt the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, then we will be away from the teachings of shaitan. Like we learned today, that eating with the right hand is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Drinking with the right hand is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And whose actions, whose ways are eating or drinking with the left hand, it is the ways of Iblis. It is the ways of shaitan. So save yourself from all those actions which Iblis, Shaitan does or likes, and do all them actions which are the sunnah and the way of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ways of the pious people rahimahumullah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the ways of shaitan, the ways of shaitan, the tricks of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this sirat al-mustaqim, on the straight path. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.